السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم، تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم، غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول، لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Honorable, respected, beloved brothers and elders, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives an example of a person on a journey. Life is a journey, but this is a journey when a person journeys through the Qur'an. He says when a person begins the tilawat of the Qur'an Sharif and he reads the first surah, Surah Al-Fatiha, to him it seems as though it is a very lush piece of land. There's great shelter, and this man now decides in his heart that this is the place of abode and this is where I should stay. But then something within himself tells him that go on. So the person goes to the next surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, and as he recites the surah, again on this journey he feels that this is that lush land, a land of shelter, and this is where I should make my abode. Nonetheless, he goes on reciting until he finishes Surah Zumar, and then he begins Surah Mu'min, which begins with Ha Mim. There are 7 surahs in the Quran that begin with Ha Mim, from the 24th juz till the 26th juz of the Quran. And he says that these are those lush pastures, that lush piece of ground that now a person will take shelter in. It is a pity that we don't have that kind of desire for the Kitab of Allah, for the Quran Sharif. But just in this very beginning ayats of Surah Hamim, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about some of His qualities, and amongst them Allah Ta'ala says that this Quran was revealed by Allah Ta'ala, who is Alim, Allah Ta'ala who is Hakim and Alim, Allah Ta'ala who is most wise, Allah Ta'ala who is all knowing. Then Allah speaks about 2 qualities of Allah. غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. Where we are in this particular month of Shaban, going forward, Laylatul Bara'a, going forward the month of Ramadan, what are our desires? What are our aspirations? What hope do we have in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? That is found in these 2 words, غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ, the one that forgives sins. قَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, the one that accepts tawbah. Outwardly, both seem to be the same. But in غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ, Allah Ta'ala forgives whether we seek forgiveness or not. And Allah Ta'ala forgives whether we carry out deeds or not. In the wealth of hadith, in the treasures of hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Ala adullukum, should I guide you to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases sins? Allah ta'ala completely obliterates. Allah blots it out. Allah blocks it out. Sahaba has asked, why not? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one deed he gave is the performance of wudu. Isbaghul wudu ala al-makari. It's difficult situations. You're probably at the airport. You're probably on the road at a garage, a filling station. It is probably cold, but your inner feelings desire that now you stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and you perform that wudu. By that wudu, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives the minor sins in one hadith until beneath the nail. If there was a sin that was committed by that piece of skin that is under the nail, it's not in contact with anything, it is not in contact with anyone, but that nail, that also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives. Nonetheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives sins as Allah ta'ala so desires, He has the power. But the second part of it is, وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that being that accepts the tawbah of a person. Is there any human being that when people do him wrong, he makes any announcement, let them seek forgiveness so I will forgive? In the minds and in the hearts of humans, there is only that desire of revenge, that desire of showing a person a point. But Allah Ta'ala, who is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is basically saying to us, turn towards Allah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive those sins of ours. That is the one aspect with regards to the forgiveness of sins. Ibn Hibban has written an incident of a person from the Bani Israel. He was Yahud, obviously, he was in a synagogue. And for 60 years, that person had made the ibadat of Allah diligently non-stop. He remained in his synagogue and he made Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat for 60 years, 24/7. There was never a break that this man had taken. Once it began to rain, and this man looked out of his window. And when he looked out of the window, when the rain had stopped, he decided, let me go out and make Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. So the person goes out and he makes the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Unfortunately, he sees a woman and he commits zina. After that 60 years of ibadat, this is the halat, this is the condition, brothers. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. None of us should feel that we're insolent. None of us should feel that we inoculated, that the virus cannot come to us. It is insan, it is a struggle, and we should always feel vulnerable so that we can seek always the protection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, he commits this zina. Taqdeer has it that the man becomes very, very sick. He becomes so sick that he is unable to move his hand. He cannot lift his hand up. When he had come out of his synagogue, he had come out with two pieces of bread, flat bread like roti. And now that lied next to him, and he lies now in the open, in the wilderness. Now there is no shelter, he cannot move. And like that, he remains for several days. A beggar comes past, and he points towards that beggar to take these two pieces of bread. And thereafter, he breathes his last. The Nabi of Allah of that time is given revelation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this banda, the slave of mine, what would be his condition on the day of Qiyamah? Remember, there's 60 years of ibadat. There is that slip, the error, that of zina. And of course, the good deed of giving out 2 pieces of bread. Apparently, outwardly, there is no mention of the tawbah of this person. So what would be his condition? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals that on the day of Qiyamah, 60 years of ibadat will be placed on the scales. And when that one slip of zina, it will be placed on the scale of ill deeds, it will outweigh 60 years of ibadat. Brothers, we sometimes and we often take sins to be very, very lightly. And more often than not, we feel within our hearts there's a space in life that we can turn to Allah and we can seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Hasan al-Basri, rahimahumullah, has stated that the corruption of the heart, what is the factor that corrupts the heart? That is sin and disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Abu Talib Makki, he says, I made an observation of the lives of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I found Sahaba believed in the major sins. Like Abdullah ibn Abbas used to say, it is 70, some have said 700. They believed in all of that. But the gist of all sins, Abu Talib Makki says, Sahaba had it in 4 things. The one is, we all know, shirk in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ascribing partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is known to everyone. But the second is persistence on sin. Sahaba had understood that one is to commit a sin and then to persist on a sin. And then the third is thereafter to lose hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. The hadith had been discussed on various platforms that Allah ta'ala makes an offer every night of the year. Who is there that committed sin during the day, that he may come to me at night so that I may forgive? And who is there during the day, Allah Ta'ala makes the announcement, who is there that committed sin during the night so that I may forgive? Now this is a day and night recurrence that Allah Ta'ala is making this offer to us all the time. So لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then the fourth, he says, to feel one is secure from the makar, the grasp, the azab of Allah ta'ala. To feel satisfied, to feel sure, to feel safe, that Allah's azab will never come upon us. And let's be honest, as South Africans, we always thought we were safe. Earthquakes take place in other parts of the world. Floods take place in other parts of the world. Looting take place in other parts of the world. Many of us felt that safety. And Allah forbid, when this happens to us, we want to migrate. A person once went to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi rahimahumullah, many years ago, we were still students, and he said to him, Hazrat, I'm migrating from South Africa to another place. Hazrat asked him, why? He replied, insecurity in South Africa. It's written on the wall that time, now we passed the wall. So Hazrat said, when you go there, to that place, give the Allah of that place my salams. You behave as though there is a different Allah in that place. So this makar of Allah, this grasp of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we should never ever forget. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can clamp at any time, to the extent Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say to the Sahaba, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings Abu Bakr to the door of Jannah, and if Abu, and remember, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have hope of Abu Bakr, all 8 doors of Jannah will be open, and all 8 doors of Jannah will be saying, Ahlan wa sahlan to you, Abu Bakr, enter from whichever door. You have all the visas, everything is in order. My right foot is in Jannah. And until my left foot does not enter Jannah, I will never be free of the fear of the azab of Allah. That is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So nonetheless, now this Nabi of Allah gets this wahi that 60 years of ibadat will be outweighed by one act of zina. Brothers, understand that taqwa means to keep away from sin. The whole exercise of fasting, it's about ibadat. Ibadat creates the capacity. But the whole thing is to keep away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then that Nabi is given the wahi from Allah, that then those 2 pieces of bread will be weighed against that zina that was heavier than 60 years of ibadat. Allah's mercy, that 2 slices of bread will outweigh the zina, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive this person. So we have to balance between the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we also have to balance between the doing of good, keep away from the sin and carry out the ibadat. Kalimullah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is once walking, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs Musa alayhi salam of one slave that was in his ummat, that this slave will be under the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, O Allah, what are the deeds that this person had done? Now when we speak about people under the arsh of Allah ta'ala, to us it is like the whole night's ibadat, the whole day's fasting. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is given the reply by Allah that there are 3 deeds that this person had carried out. One is that he didn't have hasad and jealousy in his heart for what Allah had granted to others. There was no jealousy in his heart for what Allah Ta'ala had granted to others. When we look through the pages of the hadith, on the night of Bara'ah, the 15th of Shaban, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive all those individuals. One person that Allah Ta'ala would not forgive is a person that has malice in his heart, a person that has ill feelings in his heart. Then that ill feelings obviously magnifies. Then we have the ill feelings and the jealousy because of what that person possesses. So this was the first quality that this person had. No hasad for whatever Allah Ta'ala, he understood. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah has distributed, Allah has disimbursed the taqdeer of each and every person. We are going to get what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala desires. The second good quality that this person had was that he was always and ever obedient to his parents. Again, when we look at the night of 15th of Shaban, that person will not be forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is disobedient to his parents. Brothers and friends, for obedience we are never too young and we are never too old. If we miss the boat, they've left the world, let us ask Allah to forgive us and make dua that Allah Ta'ala forgives them, and let us continuously send Isa alayhi sawab. And the third is this person never carried tales. He never carried stories from one person to the other. And on the 3 aspects are very easy for an individual. It is not about standing the entire night in ibadat, the whole day fasting. It is not about exerting oneself to that level. It is just simple, be satisfied with what Allah has given. fulfill the rights of our parents, the rights of everyone else, and obviously do not carry tales, the stories of one person to another. Brothers and friends, we are in those days of the year that we now prepare for this month of Ramadan, 15th of Shaban. Allah Ta'ala gives us that great opportunity to cleanse ourselves internally, to seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we go forth into the month of Ramadan with a zeal and enthusiasm. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept all our efforts that we make in trying to go towards Allah. Imam Ghazali rahimahumullah has stated that person who has a fikr, Allah Ta'ala makes it such, the person has an aspiration, he has a concern, Allah makes everything available for him to reach that aspiration and that concern. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.